straight out of the LBC. Mr. California, a.k.a. Fluffy, killing stages all across the world. The magic mic of the comedy world. Call him Gabriel, call him Fluffy. All the ladies say,
oh, he's so sexy.
And that's all you need. Raise up your hands and do the Fluffy.
Do the Fluffy.
Where is Fluffy? Gabriel Iglesias, get him in here.
Let's see.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
I feel like I should be doing that dance right now.
The Fluffy dance. Sit down.
Hi, how are you?
Now,
do you
have a trademark for Fluffy, or are you in like some giant lawsuit with scrambled eggs right now?
I mean,
because it seems like somebody would have had that, but you just cornered the market on it.
I cornered the market on it a long time ago, and actually, if you Google the word Fluffy, I'm the first thing that pops up.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
First, second, and third thing that pops up.
You are the businessman as far as comedy goes. You are, yeah, branding king.
I consider myself to be a all across the board in my business. You know what I mean?
It's like
a lot of people just focus on the whatever it is that they do, but they don't mess with the business part of it. They just figure, oh, I'll just let the management team handle everything.
Then that's how you end up with no money, and they're like, oh, I just trusted this guy, and he was like, everything's cool, and you're like, well,
yeah, you gotta have your hands in the mix, man,
right.
From the beginning all the way to the end.
Yeah.
If something goes bad, I want to know that it was my fault, my
right.
bad.
Exactly.
Now, is everything? Do you have like advisors around you who said, you know what?
Absolutely.
We need to have a kiosk in the mall. Was that your idea?
That was my idea.
All right.
That was my idea. Well, the whole merchandise.
I love
thing.
Your soaps and your Dead Sea salts. Yeah, right. They're wonderful.
I got a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little whore when it comes to merchandising, man.
But that's really where, I mean, as far as like the business part goes, the merchandising is like huge. Whether you go to a concert, and like, we had Santana last weekend, where it's like he gets most of his money from the T-shirt sales and all the merchandise
right.
that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so as far as like that, and then now you're the Fluffy movie.
I loved your – I follow you on Instagram, Gabriel, and I love your the post. You took a screenshot of the movie theater, and it said Fluffy Mo. And he was like, I hope they meant – I hope – what
Because
it was just the thing that said Fluffy Mo.
I guess there was not enough room on the little screen thingy, whatever. So I said, I hope the guy was dyslexic and meant to write Mo Fluffy. But that wasn't the case.
That was at the theater in West Hollywood.
Right.
Fluffy
exactly.
Mo.
Fluffy Mo.
It was lying
Mo
around the block.
Fluffy.
Completely different kind of movie.
So how are the reviews so far? People loving it?
You know what? The reviews are actually really – the reviews from the fans are the strongest out of all the movies this weekend, which I'm very happy about. Yes, I'm not number one in the theaters, but I am number one at the swap meets and flea markets. I'm the most pirated film of the weekend, so that's street cred right there.
I've loved you forever, all of your stand-up, and and now that your son's a little bit older, like, you obviously, he's in your act a lot.
He's in my act a
and
lot.
And before he even probably watched it or knew about it, but now he's at an age where his friends probably know you, right?
Oh, absolutely. His friends come over to the house, we hang out.
So
and
he's
stuff,
like
and
a little famous. Right?
He is. He's got that little fame going on right there.
Yeah,
and he's
dad
totally
talks
cool
about
with it.
You, yeah. Is and he it, smelling better these days?
Oh, trust me. My son now uses deodorant. He's covered.
At what age did your son start stinking? Because my son stinks.
Right about 10.
10 years old?
Right about 10, man. For
right.
some reason.
I mean, I had to go in the other day get my deodorant. He's laying in bed. I'm like, get over here.
What is that? They just don't smell it, or they just don't care because they're
I
not.
I think they just don't care because for the longest time it was like, oh, come on, man, go take a shower. Take a shower.
Right.
You know, or they fake it. They leave the water running. And I used to do that as a kid, so I understand. You know, like a cat, you don't want to get wet.
Right.
Is this movie like that special you did? I think because my son, every time you're on, he like watches that. I think the special you did in Bakersfield,
mm-hmm.
and he always watched that. Oh, we got to watch it every time it's on, and we'll watch that. And so is the movie, the Fluffy movie, like that?
It's a concert film. It's the first 8 minutes of it is a film that tells a story of what how my parents met and what inspired me to become a comedian, and then the rest of it's a straight up show.
So did you come from a horrible – because a lot of times the funniest comedians are – they're like, oh, my God.
It's an interesting story. My mom and dad met. My mom was – you know, she was married at the time, and she got together with my dad, who was a mariachi in Mexico, after a little altercation with her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, 9 months later, that was magic.
Fluffy. A little Fluffy.
When's the last time a comedian had a in theater
– Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart,
okay.
Yeah, he had two back-to-back ones, and he did very well, and that's because, his social media and everything was very, very strong, and they saw the writing on the wall and they said, hey, we got to find somebody else like this Kevin Hart guy. And right. So they came out after me, and I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, not too many comedians have ever even had that opportunity to go out in the theater.
Thanks for doing good, Kevin.
It was like, Kevin, right. Then before him, what, Eddie Murphy with...
Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, yeah. Kings of Comedy,
okay, so I was thinking,
Martin Lawrence. They're all black.
Okay, all black. You're really blazing a trail for the white,
blazing a trail.
For the white comedian.
Yeah, white and fluffy, like...
your laundry.
Like my laundry.
No, so it's not... When I first heard about the movie, I haven't seen it yet. I will see it. Was it like Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian? Is it like that?
No. Straight up, it's a concert.
Okay.
It's an actual one live concert show.
All right. With a little background.
With a little bit of
like
background.
What happens? Like, where are... Because I always find that interesting, too. Like, just before you come out and everyone's going crazy for you, mm-hmm. you're backstage. We get to see that.
No, well, you get to see like, what you led
going,
up
all right,
to
here
that.
I go. How many... Is there a lot of people out there or not? Is it
you know what? And behind the scenes, it's not really that interesting. I mean, I'm just chilling like this. Basically, I'm having a conversation with my production manager. Hey, how's the crowd tonight? They're good? All right. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, people come in here during the commercial breaks, and we're not talking to each other. Like, are they mad at each other?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we just don't do really much until the show,
exactly.
until
like,
the light comes
like,
on.
Light comes on.
Yeah, people say, oh, can I come down to the radio station?
We're
like, watch you guys do the show. And we're like, it's that you're going to be so disappointed. There's really... Not a lot going on.
Because then if you have a good conversation while the light's off, then you're like, oh, we should have saved it. That would have been great. That would have been perfect.
Right.
You come back, got nothing. That happened
to me. You got to have like a hallway cam.
Right.
Or a restroom cam or something like
I think the last time I saw you, you were at the Toad Hop Studios, and you were on, who's the wrestler show? Rowdy Piper had a show. And
Show. I was like, that sounds familiar.
And you've lost weight since I think I saw you last.
I'm down 100 pounds.
Down 100
pounds? Wow, how big
pounds.
Are you? Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you worried at all? I mean, are you not at all.
No.
You're just gonna,
dude, I'm still over 300 pounds. I'm far from skinny.
Are you trying to get skinny though? Or are you
I'm trying to be not diabetic is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get down in weight to get, you know, to the point where I don't have to
use
medication.
Has it been a bitch to lose 100 pounds?
It has been a bitch, bro.
Yeah.
No bread? That's what everybody always says.
That
when
is
like,
the hardest part, but yes, no bread.
No bread. See, that is.
What else? What do you else do?
Just carbs in general. Carbs,
so
carbs and then
alcohol?
I started walking. It's hard because I drink.
Yeah.
I drink.
We do too.
I pick and choose. I'll do a shot of tequila over a loaf of bread. That's basically the trade-off right there.
A peanut butter and jelly tastes like hell when you have just a shot of tequila and a spoon of jelly and a spoon of peanut butter.
You do need that. What's the thing you miss the most about like what you used to eat?
I miss bread.
Yeah, it's just bread. Yeah.
Like yesterday, for example, I had a cheeseburger, but what I did was I cut it in fours and I ate one of the corners in its entirety, and then the rest I just ate the meat. So this way I had, you know.
You get the flavor.
Taste.
You feel like, yeah.
Are
you
working out? You're lifting weights, pumping iron?
I am. So I'm not worried. If I lose weight, people go, you know, you're not going to be fluffy. Just call me Buffy. It'll sound the same.
That's how much of a businessman he is. Yeah. He's got the next step.
Oh, I got the next one ready. Yeah, I'll grow a beard. I'll be scruffy. I'll start kicking ass. Call me Tuffy.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're done with this joke and had enough of. Okay.
I need to go out with you. She's been growing it out. Call her Muffy. There we go.
I love it. How's Martin?
Martin is doing very, very good. Actually, he's on his way up north right now.
Martin, man. Like,
the machete of comedy, yes.
It's good to have that circle of guys that, you know, you go through everything
I wasn't sure what you were going to say when you said circle.
No.
let's see. We can take a couple calls.
Let's take a couple
All
calls.
All right, we got Liz wants to talk to you. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Say hello to Fluffy.
Hey, Liz.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. I finally put on the headphones. Sorry.
There you go, so you can hear everybody.
You got a question, Liz? You just wanted to hear his voice on the phone?
Jeez.
Both. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Fluffy, look at you. With all
the ladies.
You know,
ladies do love
he's
him.
Taken, you know. He's got a lady.
Oh.
All right, Liz.
Okay. That sounds like it changed everything right there.
Yeah. Let's do a little game right now since Fluffy is here. How about you guess if Liz is Fluffy or unfluffy? Just by the sound of her voice. So interview her a little bit and see if you can tell like if she's a big girl or if she's not a big girl, just by the sound of her voice.
Liz?
Yes?
You can never tell on the voice.
You can't?
No, because my voice doesn't sound fluffy. My voice sounds, you know, I don't have that much bass in my voice. So people hear me.
Oh, you think big people have bass in their voice?
What? That's basically what you're alluding to right now is that, you know, if she sounded like, well, hello, how are you?
I'm a big fat person.
Now he's like just a skinny, scary guy.
Skinny, scary guy.
Right, you're going to keep me in a basement somewhere.
All right. It sounds like a cartel video.
All right, Liz, are you unfluffy or fluffy?
I am unfluffy.
All right, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 125 pounds.
All right, Sammy's going to give you a hand job. Hold on.
That's a thing that helps. All right.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, hey, what kind of show is this?
Yeah.
You ever, satellite?
Trouble opening a jar. You know, it's a grip assist. It's called a hand job.
Okay.
Best name for a product in the world.
Talk about marketing and branding. Yeah.
Let's go to Pete real quick. Hello, Pete. Say hello to Fluffy.
Good morning, Fluffy. How are you?
Doing good, Pete. What's the word?
All right.
Fluffy or not Fluffy, man?
He wants to know if he's Fluffy or not Fluffy.
I'm going to guess Fluffy.
Fluffy?
No. 6'2", 105.
105?
You weigh less than
you don't eat enoughy.
So can I ask a quick question?
Go for it, bro.
Gabriel?
Yes.
Hey, Gabriel, did you perform at the Odyssey restaurant in Granada Hills about 8-10 years ago?
About 10, yeah. Actually, it was closer to 13 years ago, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, with Gilbert Esquivel and Rudy Esquivel?
Yes.
My God, that's a good memory.
That was a long time ago.
I saw you and you become a phenomenon.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say I did something wrong to the restroom or something.
They never recovered.
Thank you. Stay on hold. Sammy's going to give you a hand job.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Where can people see the Fluffy movie here in L.A.?
Oh, yeah. You can see it basically anywhere. It's playing all over L.A. I'm actually going to be doing a in person. I'm going to show up and do a Q&A this Wednesday night at the Regal Cinema downtown L.A. at 7:20. And be hanging out.
Anybody so everybody watch the movie, and then afterwards you just sit
I'm going to hang out. But anybody shows up wearing a Hawaiian shirt, I'm going to bring gift bags for anybody that wears a Hawaiian shirt.
And where is it again?
At the Regal Cinemas, the big one downtown.
Okay. And also, you'll be performing your stand-up at the Honda Center in Anaheim on December 26th.
From a restaurant in Granada Hills.
To the Honda Center.
Gabriel.
And then the Nokia Theater in L.A. on December 27th and 28th. So go to Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets right now. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us. I mean, we mismatched on the phone the other day. So
that was a boober right
it
there.
It worked out because then he's like, oh, well, I'll just come in. We're like, well, even better.
All right.
That's even better. thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.